Close your eyes and think thoughts of goodwill. Traditionally, they have you start with yourself. Tell yourself, may I be happy. May I find true happiness. May I understand the causes for true happiness and be willing and able to act on them. Because you have to realize happiness doesn't just come floating by. It comes from your actions, either your past actions or your present actions. You can't go back and change your past ones, but you can make a difference with your present actions. And the reason you start with yourself traditionally is that it's easiest to feel goodwill for yourself and then feel good for others. But you also have to remember that where is this thing's going to start? Where are good things in the world going to start? They're going to have to start right here. We're so used to being bombarded by the news, where people are telling us that the important decisions are being made by somebody else, someplace else, that we forget that our lives are largely shaped by what we do and say and think. So this reminds you of your responsibility. When you do something, when you say something, when you think something, ask yourself, what are you hoping to get out of this? If you think it's going to cause any harm, just stop. Think about something else. Say something else. Do something else. If we wait for goodness to come from outside, we can wait till our dying day, and we'll get some, but not as much as we could as when we try to generate as much goodness as we can right here, right now. And then from here, right now, then you start generating goodwill for the people around you. Because you realize if you have ill will for anybody, then you're going to start doing unskillful things around that person, and then that karma is going to come back at you. So everything starts right here. The good things in life start right here. The bad things in life can also start right here. It's your choice. And since you have the choice, why create bad things? Why act on unskillful intentions? Act on the intentions you think are the best that you can manage. And then if it turns out the results are not good, then you've learned something. How to make your good intentions even better by figuring out what went wrong. If you act on intentions that you know are not good, you don't learn anything. The results come back and they're bad. Well, what would you expect? So we're generating good intentions and acting only on good intentions. And when it turns out the good intentions are not skillful enough, figure out why. This is how you grow as a person, and your happiness grows as well. Gets more solidly based. So focus your attention right here. Instead of focusing on the things that come in at you from the world outside, focus on what you're generating and sending out. Because that's where you can make a real difference.